Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, November 27th, 2017. It's Cyber Monday, and you need to protect your online identity. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the saint known as the Geometer. A royal engagement has been announced, and mass evacuations of Bali have been ordered. It's the Monday after Thanksgiving, Cyber Monday, and the biggest online shopping day of the year. NBC News reports that the National Retail Federation is forecasting a 3.4% increase in online shopping this holiday season. The average consumer is expected to spend an average of $967 in online shopping, but as convenient as online shopping is, it can be a pain when it results in identity fraud. Here are some tips to protect yourself from this scourge, which affected nearly 16,000 victims in 2016. First, use two-factor authentication to add an extra barrier of protection to prevent password theft. Two-factor authentication means that you will receive an SMS text message with a unique code, which will need to be entered to get into your account. Second, do not reuse passwords. Rob Reck, Chief Information Security Officer of Ping Identity, told NBC News that many of the largest data breaches are made because of password reuse. Reck suggests that consumers use a passphrase, a series of words with a space or hyphen between them that only you would understand. Third, delete online clutter such as old tax returns and bank statements stored in Google Drive and other cloud storage platforms. Fourth, when visiting a website, type in the web address yourself. Don't click on links which look like they take you to a particular website. Beware of pop-up ads and emails which look like they have been sent by big-name retailers, and again, type that URL in instead. Lastly, sign up for transaction monitoring alerts from your banks and credit unions so that you know if your card has been used at all. Whereas scammers can make purchases in your zip code, bypassing out-of-pattern charging alerts, consumers who are notified for every transaction will be able to identify charges they did not make, whereas the bank might not be able to tell. Today's quote of the day is from St. Rose Philippine Duchesne. We cultivate a very small field for Christ, but we love it, knowing that God does not require great achievements, but a heart that holds nothing back for self. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Virgilius of Salzburg. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, it's Mike Church. When you hear the words Catholic magazine these days, you probably think Newsweek magazine with more tiaras and a few less heretics. That's why you need to subscribe to Regina magazine. Six times each year, Regina draws together extraordinary Catholic writers, photographers, and videographers with a vibrant faith and wide-ranging interest. And they do it all for free at reginamag.com. To subscribe for free, just go to reginamag.com. You might even read some posts by yours truly there. Regina Magazine, inspiring, intelligent, Catholic, at reginamag.com.
Around 700 in Ireland, Virgilius came from a noble family and was named the Abbot of Agabo. He was referred to as the Geometer because of his extensive knowledge of geography. While en route to the Holy Land around 745, Virgilius settled in France and ended up being an advisor to Pippin the Younger, mayor of the palace under Childeric III of Franconia. Virgilius spent 2 years near Compiègne and then went to Bavaria, where he founded the monastery of Chiemsee. 2 years later, he was named abbot of St. Peter's at Salzburg and is credited with having converted the Alpine Slavs and evangelizing Hungary. Virgilius had multiple run-ins with St. Boniface, especially over his insistence that the earth was round, but Virgilius was always exonerated. After St. Boniface's martyrdom, Virgilius was named Bishop of Salzburg and served for nearly 20 years until his death in 784. St. Virgilius, pray for us. A royal engagement has been announced. The Sun reports that Prince Harry has announced his engagement to American Meghan Markle. Markle, a Catholic, is a divorced actress who recently quit her role on USA Network's long-running series, Suits, presumably over the increasing seriousness of her relationship with the prince. The wedding is scheduled for spring of 2018, and the happy couple will reside at Nottingham Cottage at Kensington Palace. UPI is reporting that nearly 100,000 people have been told to evacuate the Indonesian island of Bali, whose volcano, Mount Agung, is spewing ash 9,800 feet into the atmosphere. The volcano's explosions are said to be audible over 7 miles away. Fox News reports that a reddish-yellow glow in the ash plumes reflects the lava welling up in the crater and is a sign of a larger, more catastrophic eruption yet to come. There is now an 11.5-mile-wide radius around the volcano considered to be in the danger zone. Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency has raised the warning level to 4, which is the maximum. A travel ban is in effect until tomorrow and has stranded many tens of thousands at airports in Bali. In this Celestial Musings, oh boy, the Washington Post reports that physicians are now in agreement that people who are HIV positive but whose virus loads are undetectable thanks to the use of antiretroviral medications are unable to transmit HIV through quote-unquote unprotected intercourse. Predictably, the generalized and expected reaction has been jubilation. There were multiple cases in the article of people who were exuberant because they no longer needed to use condoms when being intimate. Two women described excitedly making phone calls to their partners, not husbands, mind you, to tell them that they could have sex au naturel. See, those of us who embrace humanae vitae have been saying since the 1960s that contraception has a negative psychological effect on the well-being of the individuals and couples who use it. And here are these people acknowledging what we have tried to say for so long. Contraceptive sex is deficient and alters an individual's feeling of self-worth because they cannot participate in a complete act of self-donation. It is not uncommon for someone using contraception to experience a quiet shame that something about them is wrong and that something about their gift of self is to be rejected. That the article would convey this message was unintended and probably not picked up on by many, but I saw it loud and clear. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.